Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 188 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, oh my God, did you see the frickin' curtains?
Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Did you see them?
Oh, Amy, you're going to have to put an explicit tag on this because I have to say it. Oh, my God. Did you see the f***ing curtain?
I won't put an explicit tag. I'll just bleep you. But nobody can say it like Miles can say it.
You're going to have to capture that clip if it's on the podcast. It probably isn't, but man, I hope it is, because that was just brilliant.
As a matter of fact, once Robert Morgan Fisher stops singing, let me stop him here. That was Robert Morgan Fisher with Greasy Coffee Beans from the PodSafe Music Network. I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay, and I'm in East Tennessee.
And you can write to us and you can call us and all that stuff's on the website. But what I was talking about was this clip that I'm going to insert right here from the Strip Podcast.
Well, before we do that, I wanted to send a shout out to Amy, who's in the chat room. And tonight is their 22nd anniversary, her and Mr. Amy. And their plan for the evening is to go to have dinner at Switch at Encore and then see Human Nature at Imperial Palace, which is really two ends of the spectrum.
Indeed.
And I wanted you to remind everybody of your reaction to Switch.
Oh, I thought you were playing some video.
No.
Some audio.
No. Switch, you know, the restaurant at Wynn where, like, yes, the stuff changes.
Yeah.
Every 20 minutes.
Yeah, the scenery changes.
Right.
And people get very excited.
And they applaud.
And they line up outside. And they're watching as this dramatic transformation takes place. And they're going, oh, my God, look at those nickel curtains. Oh, my God, it's so awesome.
Yeah, that was it. Okay, the old trivia question. Happy anniversary, Amy.
22 years.
22 years.
22 years.
We love us some Miles.
Oh, I so loved it. And the thing was, I walked around telling other people about it and clapping and saying, oh, look at those nickel curtains.
Look at those freaking curtains. And Bay, I'm here to tell you, that's exactly what it was like. You're sitting here having a nice dinner conversation. Oh, this is lovely wine. How do you like the scallops? And the music starts and the lighting changes and it goes, oh. And the curtains and the walls go up and down and the chandelier comes down and smacks you in the head. You go, hey, they do that at the Venetian. And so anyway,
so fabulous.
It was dinner at Switch was very nice. I ate all over the place this week.
Happy anniversary. You know,
thank
it
you.
Started with a happy event. Happy anniversary to Amy and Paul.
My
you
husband
guys
even
have not
went.
Killed each other in 22 years.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
It's awesome.
Especially from him. He has not killed me. My husband
I know, right?
Awesome. He scanned in our wedding pictures and put them on his Facebook account.
I'm like, that was so cute.
Round-faced girl with the perm?
Oh, Amy. Yeah, the perm was fun. Back in the day when we all had beautiful curls. But I loved your wedding dress, and seeing the pictures again was like, oh, man. Because I loved that wedding dress. Loved
if your
it,
daughter
loved it.
Weren't 6 feet tall, she could have it. It's probably too big for her, but it's still sitting. I got it cleaned and boxed up. There it is, ready to go.
Yeah. Yep. Wedding dresses. Lots of fun. And you guys, you were cute. You were so cute.
Aww.
So in celebration of your anniversary, you went out to eat.
We went, first of all, we went to see Human Nature at Imperial Palace. And by the way, I need to thank Lynn in New Jersey who got us the tickets to that. She wow. was, we didn't even have to pay to go see it.
Oh my goodness. That's and even, it was an anniversary bargain.
I was going to buy her dinner in exchange for the tickets, and she bought my dinner. She's just like, I'm way in debt.
But, well, okay. Wait, okay, I'm sorry, another bunny trail. I think of Lynn every day because Lynn's parrot, her beloved parrot of many, many years, very sadly passed away a few weeks ago. And I think about her all the time and wonder if she's doing okay. So, Lynn, if you're out there listening, I'm still thinking of you, and I do hope you find another parrot.
I heard her report of her most recent Vegas trip, and I think Polly was looking over her shoulder because she had a very, very lucky trip. She did very well and brought home a bunch of money and got me tickets and fed me dinner, and she is just, like, blessed. So,
good.
And the show was fabulous. Human Nature, I'm here to tell you, the Imperial Palace is a little rough around the edges. As my husband says, it smells funny in here. But once you get through the casino and you go to the showroom, it's just a showroom. Like, it could be anywhere. And Human Nature is fabulous.
Well, that's good.
So we had a very good time there. And then we got the car and we went over to Encore, which I had never been to before. And I'm here to tell
you. That's the new second Wynn resort.
Wynn property. It's like a mirror image of Wynn.
Right.
And I love it. I love it very much. I would like to marry it.
You already married something.
22 years ago. Yes. I love the way they've divided up the space. You don't feel like you're there with a whole bunch of other people. Of course, that could be because of the economy and you're not there with a bunch of other people. But even if there were a whole bunch of people in there, you wouldn't feel it so much because they've sort of divided it up. And you can't see, like in many casinos, you can see from one end to the other. And you really can't. In this, they've got curtains and very pretty decor. And the restaurants right now have a Taste of Wynn menus, these tasting menus that I didn't even know about when we made our first reservation. And we went to Switch, where they have the frickin' curtains.
Okay, so part of the shtick at Switch is they switch up the decor during the course of your meal.
The room changes three times during your meal, yes.
That sounds fun to me. I don't have anything against that. But
it's just interesting, you know. First, you've got these little curtains and everything, and they're playing Moroccan music. And then they change it, and they've got these shutters and windows and things, and they're playing Girl from Ipanema. And it's just... I'm making things up. That's not exactly it, but it just changes the mood while you're there. And the gimmick, the room is the gimmick. The food is also outstanding.
Well, see, that's the big thing. And that's really, I think, the crux of Miles's comment. Miles is serious about fine dining. He's a foodie. And when he goes to dine out, he expects really fabulous food. And he doesn't expect people to be applauding the decor. And that's what really cracks him up.
Yes. Well, yes. And they do. But it's actually, you know what? They didn't applaud the decor when I was there. But we were there. It was kind of quiet. We were there on a Saturday night, but it was pretty quiet. But we were there right. Well, you know what, though? We were there as they were getting ready to close, too, because we saw a show first and then we went to dinner.
Ah, there you go. There's the difference. And that's what's going on.
I know this isn't in our notes, and I can tell you right now, given the fact that we've already talked for 10 minutes about my anniversary meal, we're not going to get through everything that we've got here in the notes. But we did also walk around between Encore and Wynn, and I'm still astounded at the number of little tarts that will line up and what's the word I'm looking for? Randy gentlemen who would like to hook up with the little tarts to go into the nightclubs there.
Oh, you had some serious trampy people.
Oh, indeed. Oh, so trampy. And they were, lots they didn't food. Know how funny they were.
Did you play high schooler, hooker or high school student?
We That's did not play game. Hooker or high school student. I was tempted to play hooker or people of Walmart.com, but because their butts were hanging out. But have you seen that?
Yes, it's horrifying.
Yeah, oh, it is horrifying. I don't like it. What? Yeah, well, I know you don't like it that they make fun of people who are asking people to make fun of them. But yeah, if your butt is hanging out from underneath your dress, you deserve to have fun made of you.
Really? Is that the rule? If your butt is hanging out?
If your butt hangs out of your dress, people what should those, point and laugh.
What if those are their emergency pants?
There's one gentleman on good People of Walmart who wore a garbage bag, and that's better than having your butt hang out.
Oh, okay. Actually, now I know where the cutoff is. Thank you. I needed that information.
Put a hefty bag around your waist so your butt doesn't hang out.
So first you ate at Switch on one night, and then like 2.5 days later.
Well, that's the thing. We went and we walked around and looked at the various restaurants, and oh my gosh, the Taste of Wynn menus. Did I send you a link to the menus?
No, you didn't. You probably posted it on Facebook.
I probably did. You really should follow me on Facebook, babe. Really.
You're
come
getting
on.
Get, totally sucked into the Facebook with the thing. Time.
Well, the thing is, it is such an efficient way to explain to everybody what's going on in my life. I don't have to write to all of my many, many fans. I'm kidding.
Just
I don't.
Post it on Facebook.
Yeah. But I do post it on Facebook. No, I didn't actually put that on Facebook, but there, I'll give you the link. I'll send you the link so that we can share it with our listeners who deserve to know these tasting menus at Wynn and at Encore. And it's like at these super, super, you got to know Wynn is 4 or 5 star stuff. They're in Michelin and all this stuff. Fabulous restaurants, and they've got tasting menus for $50. And so that was the thing. We turned around and we went back
Holy
to
crap.
Botero. Yes, I know, right?
Oh my God. I didn't know. Wow.
Yeah. We turned around and went to Botero 2 nights later, and bae, it is for me and Paul, it instantly shot up to the top of the favorite restaurants list.
Wow. Well, that's cool. You hideous bitch. Oh, and you also ate at the burger bar at some point in there.
Oh, yeah. We went to the burger bar also. And I had what's his name? Keller?
Hubert Keller
Buffalo Burger, which was astounding and wonderful with blue cheese and
Shut
spinach.
Bitch.
My mouth is watering.
Shut up, Tom.
And sweet potato fries.
Shut up.
And Paul had an American Kobe burger, which American Kobe doesn't actually exist, but let's pretend it does. It was still very good.
That's funny. They call it an American Kobe burger. That's funny.
It was still extremely good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to forgive them for that, you know. I mean, I guess if that's the illusion which most immediately calls to mind the kind of flavor that they expect their customers to expect.
May I commend you on the use of the word illusion?
Well, thank you.
What a lovely word to use there.
But my goodness, that's just so funny to use the word Kobe.
American quote, Kobe, unquote.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, okay.
Which, by the way, in Japanese would be Kobe. But never mind.
I thought so. I thought it was, I was saying Kobe because, you know, I'm from the South. But.
Well, you know that it's not karaoke, too.
Oh, pet peeve. That's my own personal little. And I got to get over it because, you know, it's the English language. We're absorbing words from other cultures. We have to expect things to change. But I really, really, really wish everyone had gone with karaoke.
All right, here we go, everybody. These are the sounds that are available in the Japanese language. A, I, U, E, O, ka, ki, ku, ke, ko, ta, chi, tsu, te, to, ma, mi, mu, me, mo. I could go on. Akasata, na, hama, ya, ra, wa, n. Yeah.
That,
But
that reminds me.
Karaoke is not in there.
No, karaoke doesn't belong there at all.
James in Tokyo is listening, and he's probably going to tell me that my alphabet is wrong. But anyway. No.
But it's so awesome because I just heard from one of our Japanese listeners in the last couple of weeks. And I wanted to say hi to Brian. And yes, come on back to Tennessee. I'll see you in March. We'll go to Magpies. You can come too, Amy.
Okay, good. I'll take you to Miami.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. We've got so many things on our list to podcast about this week. We didn't podcast last week because we're trying to cut back.
I know. And we're halfway into the podcast at this point. I'm going to suggest that we throw all the stuff we were going to talk about TV, throw it out the window, and talk about movies and eating.
Oh, I just want to talk a little bit about TV.
Okay, well then I'm going to shut up and let you talk a little bit because this has been all me.
But it's really awesome. The thing is, you live in Las Vegas. It's a destination. And you're finally dining out the way I really thought you should be dining out all the time anyway.
I want to go back.
I bet you do.
I had a lean cuisine tonight. My life sucks. Chicken penne, my butt. Oh, wazoozy.
What's so fabulous is, you've got these destinations and I've got chain restaurants here. That's all I got. I got chain restaurants. And I was happy because we went to Bricks, which is like the southern version of California Pizza Kitchen.
Do we have those out here?
No, they don't. I said it was the southern version.
We'll
it's get only
them
here
soon.
In the south. And I had a chicken sandwich that was out of this world. And I think it was that good because it had, instead of lettuce, it had arugula. And instead of mayonnaise, it had aioli. And I thought, I know, where did these foods come from? We take them for granted now. We're like, oh, let's get that with the aioli on it. It's divine. I never had aioli until I was a huge grown-up, really grown-up. Where did this stuff come from? Why were they hiding it from us during our youth?
It was behind the pesto.
I'm sorry, what?
It was behind the pesto.
It was totally behind the pesto. The other thing. Mama never used garlic. Please, I can't cook without garlic.
Our mother didn't love us. Or she didn't know about garlic.
She didn't know anything about garlic or basil or, the good stuff.
But that's the thing. When she grew up in the Depression, which we heard about all our lives, they had a chicken and they had some flour and they enjoyed it.
This is a terrible buddy trail, but I just sang for Woodrow the Poor Little Pig song.
Had he not heard that before?
I know he has to have heard it, but I don't think I sang the whole thing because I cannot physically sing the whole Poor Little Pig song, which for our listeners, it has two verses. The first verse consists of singing repeatedly, "Poor little piggy cried for the want of bread." And the second verse is, "Poor little piggy died for the want of bread." This is a Depression era song.
Yes.
It's right up there with "Put my little shoes away because I'm going to kick the bucket and give my shoes to my baby brother."
Okay, now I'm sad.
I so love that stuff, but it makes you cry. You can't listen to it without crying. And Woodrow had never heard it, and he said, "Why do you cry over that?" And all I could think is,
the
"It's a piece of bread."
Died. The poor little piggy died for the want of bread.
When Woodrow gets bored, he eats something. He's incredibly skinny. He got the same metabolism that we have, but he eats whatever he wants and stays this skinny. So when he's bored, he eats something. And I said, look, think about it for a second. All that poor little pig needed was one piece of bread.
And it would have lived, but they took his little shoes away.
typhoid. So,
and
yeah,
the pipes
always
were
heard
playing
about the depression
from glen
we
to
up.
Glen. Oh, wait, that's a whole different type of sad song.
Okay.
Have you been drinking?
I have not. I
have.
Oh, really?
Yes. Having a awesome. Lovely Merlot right now.
No. Okay. I ate at Brick's, had a good sandwich with aioli. You ate at...
Now, Brick's is known for pizza, and you had a chicken sandwich.
Yes, I did. I felt quite rebellious, but I also
contrary.
Had tiramisu, so yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, did you
really
want
a good sandwich?
Did you want me to tell you about some of my favorite things from our recent restaurant visits?
Please do.
Okay. I forgot. I went at Switch. I came out of Switch going, oh my gosh, that was so good. And I had the scallops and it was wonderful. And Paul had something and I can't remember. It was wonderful, I thought, at the time. And then I went to Botero and had the tasting menu. And so that's the one that's fresh on my mind. Paul had a squash and fennel soup that made his eyes roll up in his head, while I had an heirloom tomato and melon salad. And I'm telling you, Bae, there were like three little cubes of watermelon. And each one of those little cubes had a tiny little perfect dollop of something on top of them. I don't know what it was. It looked like balsamic vinegar, but it wasn't. It was sweet. So I don't know what it was, but it was excellent.
It was a mystery food.
And there was a cheese with it. It's on this menu that I'm going to link to. Y'all need to go to the website and take a look. And I can't tell you what kind of cheese it was, but it was like one great big cottage cheese curd, but not so salty. It was a very subdued taste. It was not a sharp cheese or anything. It has a very light taste. So that was the appetizer.
That was the appetizer. Poor you. Oh, harbinger of things to come. Poor, poor Amy.
And then Paul had a flat iron steak that he said, American Kobe my ass. This is good. Okay, not quite like that, but it was an excellent, wonderful steak. And I had halibut that made my eyes roll up in my head. And it came with this sauce. It was... I don't even... Why is foamy a bad word with cuisine?
Cuisine? I don't know why it's a bad word. Foams were very, very popular, and there are a bunch of chefs who apparently can't serve a dish without making a foam and slapping it on there.
Well,
so
that's
I know
what,
on Top Chef, they could get really tired of foam.
That's what they did. They put a foamy sauce with this halibut, and you know what was hiding under the foamy sauce?
What? What?
Some sort of shellfish. It was either lobster or crab. I know it was pink shellfish meat.
Oh, poor just, you.
Oh, my mouth is watering thinking about this. And that came with sides were like seasoned fries and this broccoli that had sun-dried tomatoes and garlic. And don't you hate it when they give you broccoli that they kind of waved it over some steam and they say, look, there it's cooked. And if I wanted raw broccoli, I'd go to the grocery store. They cooked this enough that it was actually tender, but not brown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the broccoli was wonderful. The halibut was wonderful. The fries, the steak, all of that was fabulous. And then the tasting menu gave us two choices for dessert, and we could not. That was the one place where we could not go our separate ways. We both had to have the banana bread pudding, and we were both very glad that that was what we had.
Oh, wow. That sounds delicious and very fall.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was so good. And this was less than $50 a person.
You're a bitch.
I am a bitch.
Terrible, terrible bitch.
I hate me.
Well, that is... That's really cool, and I'm glad you did that, and I'm glad you told me about it, but I wish I'd been there myself.
Well, speaking of you being with food, got any plans for a cruise coming up?
That's not even part of our podcast fodder, but yes, we're thick in the plans now. We've got the cruise booked.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the Caribbean. in February, and now we both have flights booked.
That's right.
To Fort Lauderdale.
So we're at least going to Fort Lauderdale. Even if we cancel the cruise, we have our plane tickets to Fort Lauderdale. What's in Fort Lauderdale?
I cannot see us canceling the cruise. That doesn't sound like us.
No. We're in it, you know. We're gonna be going there. We're gonna be doing this, and yes, so we're gonna fly into Fort Lauderdale and then take a shuttle down to Miami and get on a boat and go cruise around and then come back. And oh, and I'm gonna be there for a day before you get there, so I'm gonna go to Parrot Jungle, which you've already been to.
Parrot Jungle, which I've already been to, and I disapprove of.
It was wonderful when it was Parrot Jungle, and you say they messed it up and stuck it on an island.
They messed it up so badly. They stuck it on an island and it's not even Parrot Jungle anymore. It's Parrot Jungle Island. And they really emphasize the Jungle Island part of that. At the end of the shows, they say, enjoy your day at Jungle Island. And I want to slap them because I don't want to be at Jungle Island. I want to be at Parrot Jungle. And I hope that you enjoy it more than I did.
It's hard. You know, if you had never been to Parrot Jungle in the original location, you wouldn't feel gypped at all.
Right. Yes. Yes, that's very true. If you never went to the real thing, you wouldn't know what you're missing.
But the Wonderland, the little Snow White village and everything was wonderful at the old place.
And the fact that it was all parrots. It was birds every stinking where. And if you like birds, which we do, then that was perfect. Birds. Liked that. And now there are fewer birds and a lot more trails and jungle animals. Tigers and ligers and things. And... crocodiles. I'm trying to think.
But it's very close to the Port of Miami, which is handy. You could just get in a dinghy and go over to the Port of Miami.
Yeah. And then we can climb on the cruise ship and go zipping around the Caribbean. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. Thank you, Amy. You rock.
I am so looking forward to that. It's like I told you today, you could just sit there and stare at the wall blankly, and I would dance around going, "Ee, you're on a cruise." I have for so long wanted to get you on a cruise.
Well, I'm finally going to get there.
Yay! Until
okay,
then.
I promised I would keep the television thing really, really short, so
okay.
Here is our television report. Are you watching Glee?
I tried valiantly not to.
You're trying valiantly not to watch
I tried, past tense, valiantly not to. And then I saw Jane Lynch. And I had
to. She's magnificent.
Oh, my gosh, is she not wonderful?
She's the best part of the show. And I say that having been a theater geek and a singer. And I never did show choir, but, you know, I did theater. And, being that outcast and the whole, if the storyline is the the ordinary looking little girl who is the best singer in the theater group gets the handsome football player, come on, please. Of course there was a gorgeous football player that I desperately wanted to date when I was in high school. That's the dream.
Is that this day's version of Plain? I'm sorry, Rachel on Glee. Is she Plain?
I think so. I think that's supposed to be not the prettiest thing in the world. I mean, after all, the cheerleader is the prettiest thing in the world.
She's got those gorgeous brown eyes. I love brown eyes.
She's marvelous. She's just wonderful. And she's got the chops, you know. She really can friggin' sing.
Yeah.
But other than the whole storyline with the football player and the plain girl in the theater, I mean, the show choir, Jane Lynch's character as that vicious, wrong, bad, not just
evil.
Amoral, but actively immoral. She's so horrible. Sue. What is her last name? I can't even remember.
I don't know.
That's how Sue sees it.
That's how Sue sees it.
I so love it. She's so magnificent. And finally, because Jane Lynch has deserved this kind of fame and adoration for decades, mm-hmm. She's magnificent.
Yes. Yes. I have loved her in so many. I keep waiting to see Christopher Guest and other Christopher Guest people, because there are other people. I've seen other characters. I think the original Glee Club director has appeared in other Christopher Guest things. And Jane Lynch, of course, has just been all over Christopher Guest's pieces.
Yeah, so I think there is part of us that's just waiting for that to show up.
Parker Posey and Michael McKean are going to show up, no doubt.
But it gets to where during the week I find myself wondering how many more nights is it until Glee comes on? When can I see Glee? And I say that even being a little bit disappointed with this week's episode.
Really? Because it was a lot of Jane Lynch this time.
That's right. There was a lot of Jane Lynch this time. And that was magnificent.
Yay.
But I wasn't crazy about any of the musical numbers this week. And I know they have to mix it up for the kids and they have to have hip hop, whatever. I don't care. They could do Broadway shows from now until the end of the season and I would be fine with it.
Not that you're telling anybody they must do it, but if they did do it,
I would be fine. And I'm okay with some hip-hop, but last night's musical numbers left me flat. So that was a disappointment.
How about...
But I'll get over it next week. Who knows what it will be on next week.
How about a little Diana Ross, though? That was cute.
She sang it so badly, though.
Ow.
It was bad.
Picky, come on. What do you want to see on TV? I'm so glad they're doing this.
You know, you're right. I should stop complaining if it's mediocre voices singing. At least it's a musical and I should be happy.
That's right. And it's well done. It does drive home to me how terrible the music groups were that I was in, because, you know, they would hand us sheet music and we would have to actually rehearse it before we could sing all the parts. In this show, I find out you hand them the sheet music and they stand up and do dances.
Everybody
on chairs.
Does it perfectly, and they never look at the music. Yeah, I know. That cracked me up, especially since, you know, and I know we were in some pretty stinking fabulous, well-educated musical groups, and you had to tell the director how to count out that bar.
I remember I remember the daggers that were looked at me when I said, I disagree.
No. Ow. You were right, though.
I was right, though.
You were right.
Well, okay. Awesome. So we're excited about Glee, and I have to say, I'm putting it on the DVR. I don't necessarily watch it that night, but I'll eventually get around to it when I've got a minute.
Speaking of not necessarily watching it that night, and I know we continue to get voicemails and emails and people fussing at us because we're not covering Project Runway.
Why is that?
I have to confess. Mm-hmm. I know. I have to confess, guys, I am so not into this season. I totally forgot it was on Thursday night. Not only did I forget it was on, I forgot until like late Friday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Just totally forgot. If I hadn't seen a passing comment on another blog, I don't think I'd have watched it at all before the end of the week.
You should hang up your sewing machine, and you don't deserve to watch Project Runway.
Yeah,
do you
have to take away
any opinions about the people on Project Runway? At this point, it's all about personalities for me.
Yes, I do have some opinions. I hope Nicholas gets kicked off really soon. I haven't finished watching the latest episode, so don't tell me if he got kicked off. Mm. There's a girl who seems pretty snarky, and I'd be okay with it if she got
Irina?
Kicked off. Other than, I think so. I think she's the one that I'm getting over, okay. Getting tired of her bad attitude.
Yeah, she's very critical of other people.
But other than that, I like Carol Hannah, and is it Jordana? I can't remember her name. She's the one with the thick accent,
yeah.
But she's from Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, not originally, but
I like her. And I love Logan only because he seems to be skating through unscathed, despite the fact that everybody and their brother is, they're all throwing themselves at him. Straight, gay, doesn't matter. Everybody wants Logan.
He wears the magic silver jeans and they say, boy, you made something that looks like ass, but you can get through it because of the magic silver jeans.
Silver, because you are good looking. It was so funny. Yeah. Yep. That's the culture we live in.
So you are still watching it, though. You're making sure, even if you forget, you do catch up once you do remember.
Yeah, I do start catching up later on. And I'm really disappointed in the way they're choosing their models. I don't know why they got glommed onto their first models and they can't let go. Let it go. Move on. Because some really good models have been cut already. Really, really good models.
Yeah.
With good attitudes and good work ethics and the right walk. And, you know, I can't understand why they've been cut. But apparently somebody, and who knows? Who knows because of the editing? Who knows what really goes on?
It really, you know what, though? It speaks to a lot of the fact that success in any kind of creative field can be based on luck and personality. So if a crummy model managed to hitch her wagon to the winner early on and said, oh, you're my friend and we're going to get through this together, she can get all the way to Bryant Park where somebody who's better might be let go because they accidentally got selected by a crummy designer.
Totally accidentally. You know, it's very, very arbitrary. If those designers refuse to switch up to better models, then really and truly, it's the luck of the draw from the beginning shows. So that's my rant, and I'm enjoying it, but not it's not appointment TV. It just ain't.
I guess not. Not if you forgot about it completely until from between Thursday and Friday afternoon. He's like, da, 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 da. Project Runway. Oh, yeah. Did I pay my taxes? I don't know.
Okay, I'm looking over my notes. The IT Crowd, that's a BBC, and you told me that I had to watch it.
I know. Okay, I will just say in like 60 seconds, The Big Bang Theory, I am enjoying a great deal because they talk about physics. It's intelligent comedy. I know that Bridget on Emergency Pants said, everybody says you got to watch The Big Bang Theory. And she just, she wasn't into it. I have gotten into it so much. I've ordered every disc from previous system. Every disc from previous seasons. And it's wonderful. I just love the writing.
Well, then I want to borrow your discs when you're finished watching
them. I've got them from Blockbuster.
I tried to watch an episode and felt like I was missing jokes. I really did. And I was disappointed. And I liked some of them, but I didn't like one of them.
Oh.
He was mean.
Okay, the mean guy is like the funniest one in the whole thing.
See, that I need to watch more of the discs. So when you're done, you got to mail them to me.
And everybody agrees that he's mean, and everybody kind of knows that he's mean, and nobody likes him, but he's very funny, and they all put up with him. So it's not like they're condoning being mean. It's just, hey, here's the mean guy.
And mean can be seriously funny.
Yes, that's what it is.
Seriously funny.
And they all agree.
Okay.
Okay, so there's that. The IT Crowd, they made a pilot of the IT Crowd with Joel McHale from The Soup, and it never aired in America.
I would so love to see that, but Joel McHale has another series now.
Yeah, so we're never going to see the IT Crowd. But it took me a few episodes on the BBC version. I read about it on a nerd blog and said, oh, okay, look, humor about people like me. And I went and got the disc, and I thought, oh, that's just silliness. That's okay, that's funny silliness. Okay, that's hilarious silliness. It was when you saw the episode where the guy had a recording machine that said
answering the
phone.
When
answered the phone, yes.
But I've seen more episodes, and every time the phone rings, every time the phone rings, they have two pieces of advice. Have you turned the computer on and off again?
Yes.
Okay. Have you checked to make sure it's plugged in?
There you
every
go.
Every time there's a problem, it's one of those
that
two
always
things.
Solves the problem. Is it plugged in? Oh, there you go. Have you tried turning it off and on again? There you go. You're welcome. That's now you know, bae, that's how I'm making my big fat paycheck. I'm just telling people.
You're not IT. I know better than that. You're a programmer. But if you were IT, I would know your frustration.
Oh, for a geek like me, though, just looking at the set, they have a pet computer. Bae, they have a pet computer. Are you familiar with a pet computer? It was a real computer. It's hilarious.
Geek humor. You gotta love it.
I love the t-shirts. That's another thing. In both of these shows, they wear geeky t-shirts that all us nerds are going, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. And then you go and you look on the web and their entire website's devoted to the t-shirts that they wear.
They need to make more of those. We would buy them for our little geeks at home.
We need to get a life is what it is.
Speak for yourself. And that's everything I can say about television. That I can think of.
Okay. And we've gone over our normal 30 minutes, and we haven't even talked about the website we were going to talk about. Shall we carry that over to the next podcast?
Yes, that we'll run that one to the next one.
Okay. Sounds good.
Everybody go to the bathroom now.
There you go. Actually, we're done now, so they can go to the bathroom if they want to.
Right. Oh, it's a podcast. That means publish on demand.
Right. And pause.
Or play on demand. Yeah. Pause on demand.
Pod. There you go.
Okay. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us voicemail, which we always listen to, and I write up these great little summaries of them, and then I forget to tell Amy which parts to play on the show. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I'm stupid that way. Our voicemail number is 206-309-7232.
Well done.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I remembered it. I love it when we hear from listeners who say, you don't have to keep telling us the voicemail number. We've got it on speed dial.
Oh,
I
Sean.
Love you guys.
I've got it on speed dial. Hello. He didn't say quite those words, but yeah. Hey, Sean. Hey, Ziggy.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, if you want to write to us, it's amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com or...
You guys went over at grits to glitz dot whatever.
Let me get you some wine here, bae, and we'll let the podcast listeners go.
Yep. Thanks for listening. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, guys.
Greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans.